Samsung's promise to add 40,000 new jobs over the next 3 years, which it claims may generate a further 700,000 in the wider economy, looks like a response to calls by South Korea's president, Moon Jae-in, for businesses to boost growth and create a fairer society. Unemployment is up, and growth prospects have dimmed since Mr. Moon's election a year ago. His approval ratings, buoyed to 83% in May, thanks to a détente with North Korea, have sunk to 56%. How much difference to the economy Samsung's plan will make in practice is debatable. Of the jobs the group says it will create directly, some may already exist. Samsung said it would turn several thousand subcontractors into employees. It has offered no details on how its investments would translate into the other jobs, let alone the 700,000 indirect ones. The government's own economy-wide target for job creation this year is 180,000. Like other chaebol, Samsung has begun to unwind its opaque cross-shareholdings under pressure from the government to increase transparency and strengthen shareholder rights. But Mr. Lee retains control of the firm, despite a conviction for bribery a year ago. His prison sentence was suspended in February. He denies the charges and has appealed against his conviction. A month before his meeting with Mr. Kim, the finance minister, at a factory outside Seoul, he had briefly appeared alongside Mr. Moon at the opening ceremony of a new mobile phone factory in India. That was Mr. Lee's first semi-public appearance after his release from prison. Samsung's splashy investment plan may make business sense. It can't hurt the rehabilitation of Mr. Lee or his company either.